Nurses have come on their own, haven't they? They have become diabetic specialist nurses. I don't think anybody is now admitted to hospital for insulin stabilization or if they are pregnant, etc., as I mentioned in my earlier statement, because we have got such wonderful help from nurses now. And these ladies will be in touch with the patient by telephone, by home visits, and they will initiate treatment. Often they will adjust the insulin dosage, etc., and keep patients within the community, which is a much more satisfactory way of doing things now.
Can you remember when that specialist nursing started at Heartlands?
I'm trying to think, but I think it will be around 1985, 86 that the specialist nurses started to be trained, and then we started getting some input from them. But initially, they all used to be just in the diabetic clinic. Now we're getting them within the community itself.
Can you remember how you felt about it initially?
It didn't bother me very much because we were working as a team. And as I had input in hospital, I knew most of them, and most of them were very good friends, and basically we got on very well. I think initially some GPs possibly resented them because these girls knew more about diabetes and its management than most of the average GPs, and they felt a little bit threatened about it. But I think in due course, everybody has taken to them. I mean, you know, we've got specialist nurses for a lot of things, and most GPs are very grateful for the help that they can get from these girls.
And you mentioned that GPs worked sometimes as either a clinical assistant or a hospital practitioner. Which or when were you each of those? When did you...
Became one.
Yeah,
the hospital practitioner grade for myself, I think, came in 1986, 87, I can't exactly remember. But, you know, this is just a change. I mean, there isn't a great deal of change in the nature of work that I did. Perhaps I got a bit more money. And technically, a hospital practitioner becomes an independent practitioner, independent of the consultant, whereas as a clinical assistant, you are still supposed to be under, not supervision, but, you know, under a consultant most of the time. So, not a lot of change in working pattern, really. However, I already had a very good relationship with my professor at the hospital, and that really didn't made any change. In fact, it was him who pushed me on to become a hospital practitioner because he felt that with my postgraduate degree of MRCP from UK, he felt, and with the experience that I had, he felt that it was not very just that I should just continue as a clinical assistant.